It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, August 25th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. High school volleyball preseason poll released on Monday with Harrisburg, Del Rapids, and Chester area, your three number one teams. Let's start in Class AA. Harrisburg, they have not lost to a South Dakota team in 3 years. They were your unanimous number one, followed by O'Gorman at two, Brandon Valley at three, Sioux Falls Lincoln at four, and Washington at number five. In Class A, Del Rapids and Sioux Falls Christian claim the top two spots. Dakota Valley came in at three, Clark Willow Lake at four, and St. Thomas More at five, while Wagner did receive one fifth-place vote. And in Class B, it was Chester area at number one, followed by Warner, also Northwestern, Bennett County, and the Parkston Trojans. Parkston came in at number five in the preseason poll. Just a few changes to the high school football poll. Again, first games of the season coming up on Friday for 11 at AAA, AA, and 11A. No changes there with Lincoln, Pierre, and Sioux Falls Christian, your number one teams. Elk Point Jefferson at number one in 11B, followed by St. Thomas More and Winner. In Class 9 AA, Parkson received 19 first-place votes. Bonham moved up to number two. Plant Geddes at number three. In Class 9A, Freeman stays at one, followed by Howard at two. Kimball White Lake, despite winning, they did fall one spot to number five. And in Class 9B, Del Rapids St. Mary claimed the top spots. Wall at two, followed by Avon at number four. Dakota Wesleyan Women's Golf got their season started yesterday. Allison Meyering currently in first place after the first day of the Mount Marty Invitational in Yankton. Meyering shot a 3-over-75 on Monday. She holds a four-shot lead. The Tigers are seventh as a team at 68-over-par. Morningside, they shot 42-over. They have a five-shot lead over second-place Concordia. The final day of the Mount Marty Invitational begins this morning in Yankton at 10 a.m. Mitchell Soccer back in action tonight. They will be at Brookings with the boys' match set for 4 o'clock, followed by the girls at 6. The Mitchell girls are 3-0 on the season with wins over Huron, Spearfish, and Douglas, while the Mitchell boys, they are 2-1. Also today, Mitchell Boys Golf. They compete at the Pier Invite. That starts at 10 o'clock at Hillsview Golf Course. The Minnesota Twins ended a three-game losing streak last night as they held on to beat the Athletics 9-6. Zebby Matthews picked up the win, allowing one run and six hits over seven innings. Josh Bell had three RBIs for Minnesota. Byron Buxton, he had three hits. He scored four times. Rookie shortstop Kalen Culpepper had his first career four-hit game in just his 14th career game as a major leaguer. And Ryan Kreidler also had a home run. Game two of the three-game series between the A's and the Twins is tonight at 8:40. The Twins stay two games back of Cleveland for the final American League wildcard spots. More sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.